This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Vice President Harris will be in Indiana today addressing a historically black sorority in Indianapolis, just days after entering the race for the White House, after President Biden dropped out of the race. And now Republican leaders in the House have a warning for lawmakers who talk publicly about Harris. The AP's Ben Thomas.
At a closed-door meeting of House Republicans, leaders warned party members against using overtly racist and sexist attacks against Vice President Kamala Harris. House Speaker Mike Johnson telling reporters after,
"This is not personal with regard to Kamala Harris. And her ethnicity, her gender have nothing to do with this whatsoever."
Urging lawmakers to stick to criticizing her role in the current administration's policies.
She is the co-owner, co-author, co-conspirator in all the policies that got us into the mess.
"Building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency."
Something Harris herself embraced at a campaign rally in Milwaukee.
"Because here's the thing we all here, Wisconsin, know. When our middle class is strong, America is strong."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Tonight, President Biden wants to talk to you from the Oval Office, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says on social media he will discuss what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. But on Capitol Hill,
"If Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he is not fit to run the country."
House Speaker Mike Johnson and many Republicans are urging the president to step down. The White House calls that ridiculous. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is in Washington to meet with President Biden and address Congress, which he will do just hours from now. This is AP News. It's billed as the world's toughest foot race, and it's on. The AP's Donna Warder.
97 people ages 19 to 69 and from 21 countries are running through Death Valley National Park in California for the annual 48-hour ultra marathon called Badwater 135. They set off Monday night. Race director Chris Kossman says the 135-mile race is invitation only.
"To even enter, the runners have to have completed at least 4 100-mile or longer ultra marathons over the last 3 years.
For runner Carla Kent of Las Vegas, this is her 12th year.
"It's the challenge, and it's just the Badwater family."
Daytime temperatures reach as high as 120 degrees Fahrenheit, and night heat is about 100. Race director Kossman says no runner has ever died during the race, but a few people have landed in the hospital. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.